Welcome to the Creator Coco podcast. I'm your host, Ian Mumbai. This podcast helps you become a better creator by helping you learn from what other creators have already figured out. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can send us a tweet at Creator Coco. That's creator and then C-O-C-O-A. In this episode, I pretty much go on a rant about dating shows and human relationships, and I hope you learn something that helps you become a better creator. Hey everyone, and welcome. Today, I just wanted to go through some of the recent things that I've been watching on Netflix, so I can talk a bit about the movies and shows I've been watching. This is mostly junk. I mostly watch junk on Netflix because there is usually nothing else to watch, and you have to go out of your way to torrent or, I don't know, just find a way to get anything decent to watch nowadays. So if you are in the mood to hear some junk, this is the podcast for you, definitely, Creator Coco. So the first thing I'll start talking about is Too Hot to Handle. This is a show I have probably previously mentioned in the past, but this is the season one of the Brazil version of Too Hot to Handle. That's how deep we've gotten. I've mentioned before in the past that I like these kind of social experiment love things, because I feel like from those shows you can learn about human beings and their behaviors and how they react in situations. It's like a science experiment. And over time, as the seasons go on and on, you get to learn and see people react in different situations. And it helps you better understand yourself, and it helps you better understand other people. And also there's drama. Cool. So how did you get to Handle Brazil? Well, there are other versions of Too Hot to Handle. And I will talk about what Too Hot to Handle is specifically for those of you who haven't watched it yet. And I have watched all the other versions, but due to pure boredom and having nothing else to watch, I have ended up listening to the English dubbed versions of Too Hot to Handle, which are originally in, I think, Portuguese. And now let me talk about what Too Hot to Handle is. Too Hot to Handle is a show where the contestants are put on in a vacation situation in a beach style or hotel style place where they can all hang out together. They all sleep in the same huge room, and you can sleep two people, I guess, in one bed. That's how they're set up. And there's about, I think, 16 to 20 people who are supposed to match together. Is it 16 or 20? Yeah. They're at this retreat because apparently they have too much sex and they're too attractive. So they need to come and learn about being a human being and being a decent human on this retreat. And so they come together at this retreat, and initially they are under the impression that they will be able to intermingle. So there's attractive dudes and there's attractive chicks, and all of them are just horny apparently, and they need to hang out and talk to each other for some time. And then they are eventually told that they cannot engage in any form of sexual activity. So, because if they do, they will deduct money from the prize money, which is the objective for the game. The objective for the game is that they have a certain amount of prize money, and every time they engage in illegal sexual activity, that prize money goes lower and lower. So that's the premise of Too Hot to Handle. You have these young people who are trying to get this money, and every time they engage in any sexual activity, the money reduces. Now, what usually happens, and this is the same for other TV shows which are in the same genre, things like The Circle, and also there's others, there's many more. How it usually starts is you see the public facing personality of these people usually during the first few episodes. This is how they present themselves to other human beings. And you can see that layer. So things like being overconfident, things like presenting yourself in a shallow way, things like, leaning into your appearances and not just really being who you are, but just kind of exuding a kind of a face or a kind of a personality. That's really the first stage. But then after that, you usually find that some people start actually genuinely liking each other. And so very quickly, you see relationships starting to form where, and it's usually a small thing that triggers it. Like you can just have a conversation with someone and then all of a sudden the two of you are a couple. And as soon as two people in a group of two people explicitly starts to show affection for each other, another group dynamic starts playing into it, which is jealousy and envy, such that if now we have been seen together, if someone else, if you go and start talking to someone else, I'm going to be jealous. And they're going to feel like they are the second option. Like it immediately just starts becomes a game where everyone has been set in their own positions and they have to play the game. And the funny thing is that there are people in every in every season who never find someone that they like. So there's people who are just hanging on for dear life for the whole episode, for the whole series, which sucks for them. Some of them are pretty cool. But then there's others who, you know, it's their objective to marry, or they're very in love with this other person who they met on this retreat. They also have this events, which I'm not sure are the most effective kind of events. I think they're a bit cringe, but they have events where they try to kind of get in touch with themselves and to learn more about each other by, you know, doing things like writing their names on stuff and then burning that stuff, or shooting up fireworks, or I don't know, just things like that. You know, they kind of take semi, you know, Asiatic cultural, you know, philosophies, Hindu stuff, and then they bring it over and kind of water it down, and that's what they present to the public, is what I've read on Reddit. But that's how deep I am, actually. Sad. So there's those events, and I guess first few times you watch them, you can kind of see that maybe it's having a positive effect on them, at least psychologically, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. And you get to see all kinds of dynamics, all kinds of people. So some kinds of people I've noticed, for example, who recur in these TV shows, is there is, first of all, an alpha guy who is, who first of all comes in as the alpha guy. Like you are in the group of guys and there's a group of girls, and you initially, either because of your physical appearance or because of just how things played out in the beginning, you kind of come up on the top as, oh, this guy is an alpha guy. And that's how you want to present yourself. You're very aggressive. So there's guys who are like that. And the sad thing is that for some of them, or most of them, that never lasts. And usually they either emotionally break down or just show their own vulnerabilities at some point. So you can't be the alpha guy. As you can come in as the alpha guy, but yeah, you can't really achieve your objective of forming a relationship with someone else that's genuine if you're still presenting that front. So there's the alpha guys. Then there's the alpha girls. The alpha girls are the girls who, there are some girls who all the guys, for some reason, initially at least, are into. And, okay, by the way, I'm making up these terms. These are not scientific in any way. So the alpha girl is promiscuous. And that's how she presents herself, and she knows it. And initially, at least, or sometimes even throughout the whole thing, they will have multiple partners who they try to play off against each other. So you try to make the guys fight over you in order for you to... it's an ego boost, I think, that they get out of it. Yeah, you feel like if I can make these guys fight over me, that's cool. That's cool. So there's the alpha guy, there's the alpha girl. I mentioned earlier that there's the guy who, or the girl, who doesn't get anyone. So there's the guys who are just hanging on for the entire season and they never get someone. And it's awkward for them the whole season while everyone else is making out. They're just standing there. And, okay, there's that guy. There's the accountant. Let me call them the accountant. The accountant is the guy who is paying attention to the money. And this could be a girl as well. So the accountant is the one who tries to keep everyone in check by focusing on the money. And so if you break the rules and the money decreases, the accountant will be like, yo, don't do that. That's illegal. Don't do that. But the weird thing about the accountant is that the accountant usually becomes the accountant because they do not get as many chances to engage in sexual activity as the other people. So they're only, so it's like if I don't have anyone who wants to make out with me or other things, then I will then focus on the money since there's nothing else that I'm getting out of this. So I might as well just focus on the money. And as soon as someone is the accountant, you know that person is not feeling anyone else at that point. Let's see if there's anyone else. There's the friend of the... Okay, there's the middle guy. There's guys who are just like so average and or nothing ever happens with them. Either, and they're still maybe in a relationship or they still exist throughout the show. But you rarely ever see or hear from them. Sometimes when you see their face or you see them talking down the line, your reaction might be like, what's going on? Who this? Cool. Let's see. Is there anyone else? Yeah, so those are at least some of the people I think I can pick out. I'm sure there's more. I've been trying to think of more, but it's not coming. But there's more different kinds of aspects of people. Maybe some people have, you know, different aspects of some of those attributes inside them mixed up. So yeah. And the other thing that that the shows also perpetuate or push forward is the idea of monogamy and also the idea of being heterosexual. So the premise of the shows usually is that the other person you're going to meet, first of all, it's going to be only one person that you'll fall in love with. And second, it's only going to be someone who is of the opposite sex. So if you're a man, you're expected to fall in love with a woman, and you only expected to fall in love with one woman. If you're a woman, you only expected to fall in love with a man, and you are paired up with only one man. So personally, I don't think those are necessary or like foundational to the idea of love itself. Like, obviously there are people who like people who are of the same sex of them, like you love them. Love also exists in those circumstances. And also there are people who love multiple people and are loved by multiple people. And monogamy necessarily, or the idea that you are for one person, like there's no law of physics that prevents that from that, you know, forces us to run our relationships like that. And also monogamy as an institution, it was not necessarily started or, you know, held up because of love. The rate of divorce is very, very high either way. So it's like monogamy is still a coin toss. And like, if you look at the data, it doesn't really hold up. Everyone is promiscuous and everyone is a hoe. So I think it's important for people to think about that. Like, I really, really think about it. Like, feelings like jealousy, which you see in shows like these, they obviously pop up. Like, some people are jealous of other people, but there are situations where people are not jealous of other people and it's not a big deal. And there's people who do not feel in that moment, they don't feel like partnering up with anyone. And that's also not a big deal as well. So I think for you, if you're having or entering into a relationship, it's important to think about those things and to open up your mind. And I know shows like these perpetuate ideas like those, but those are some ideas I don't agree with. And I think in general, these shows are just for entertainment, so it's not a big deal. The other idea that these shows perpetuate clearly is that you need to be beautiful as heck, perfect, pure white teeth, what else, plastic surgery, all of that stuff. They also perpetuate that you need to have a six pack to consider yourself attractive, that you need to look a certain way, or you need to do X and Y. And whenever you watch these shows, that's usually one attraction. Like, it's how they market the show that can make you watch it for longer, which is what they're going for. But you should also not feel like the standards of, like, consider yourself beautiful either way, you know. You shouldn't watch these shows and feel like you are not beautiful, is what I'm trying to say. Basically, don't be insecure because you're watching attractive people do things in the show. And that applies to pretty much all of these shows. They bring pretty attractive people to these things as a business strategy. And it works. Cool. Although there are some shows where I've always been curious whether, like, there's one called Love is Blind. And the premise of Love is Blind is that you can enter a booth, talk to someone on the other side of the booth without seeing them, and then fall in love with them enough to marry them in like a month. So, on the surface, it sounds cool. Like, hey, we really like each other without even speaking to each other. So that shows that we liked each other for more than our physical appearance. But whenever these people come out to meet each other, they're always attractive people. They always look good. I'm not saying that people don't have their own insecurities. And I know sometimes beauty is, you know, what's the word? Beauty is subjective, but it would be interesting if they put like more average looking people together, or an average person looking person with a not so average looking person, just to create more of a gap between the perception and the reality. And that would be a tougher question, whether love is truly blind under those circumstances. Cool, but either way, love is not blind. Most of those relationships end up failing. That's the answer if you're curious about that.